Walking on sunshine. Well, I say walking on sunshine, but that is not true in every area of the United States this time of year. Rick Vasky, this is The Sound of Solar. Happy to do it for you. We do it every week to give you tips on solar pool heating and all different kinds of things in the solar industry. But it's that time of year, as it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's getting colder, and I'll tell you, we have solar pool systems because we've been manufacturing these collectors for over 40 years. We have solar pool systems all the way from Portland to Texas to Maine and in some very cold areas. And so this is the time that we want to do a little tips for homeowners called It's Time to Winterize Your Solar Pool System. Now, as you probably know, from the time you were a freshman in chemistry class in high school, water expands when it freezes, but your solar pool collector tubes do not. So this could cause a major issue here. Temperatures begin to drop, especially in freezing winters. So it's important to look ahead and think about how you can protect your solar pool system when freezing temperatures come. Now, just think about this. I think it was two winters ago, the crazy winter storm that came to Texas. I don't think a lot of people saw that coming, but you got to be prepared. So this is what we want to do. We want to give you a little facts about solar pool heating and freezing temperatures first, and then we're going to tell you how to make sure you are ready and winterized your solar pool systems. Now, first of all, collectors and the piping should be installed in a way that allows them to drain by gravity, meaning the collector should be at a slight angle so that when the pump shuts off, it's automatically just going to gravity drain the entire system. This is not the case, though, because some roof designs or adverse pool equipment locations doesn't make that a possible. You know, it's just not possible. So in that case, there can be manual drain down valves that should be installed in appropriate places throughout the plumbing at the end or the bottom feed of the manifold of the solar collectors. So here's the main thing. First of all, if you just have a straight system, all your panels right in a row, and it's right above the pool equipment, that's probably going to be installed as just an automatic drain down system. If you have collectors that are on maybe the east and the west side roof, or you have them on the south and the west or south and east, if it's broken up in any way, you may have an actual valve that's been installed, a manual valve up at the base of that feed of the manifold. So it's important that if you think you just are going to let the system drain down, make sure you check to see that there's no other automatic or manual drain valves that are installed up on your roof there or in any other locations. These valves should be opened up when shutting down the system for the winter months, just as importantly as the other ones. So we're going to walk through some of that here in a little bit. But understand, though, that you know a solar pool heating collector representative, like one of our great dealers, they can help you with all of this. They can come shut down your system for you. But, you know, it's not really that difficult. If you think you can handle this, we're going to walk you through a couple of the steps. And we also put together a little step-by-step checklist that's downloadable at umasolar.com. Now, water left inside collectors, it may freeze when air temperatures aren't even at 32 degrees. Now, this is due, I didn't know this, thank God we have great engineering team here at UMA Solar, but this is due to radiative heat loss to space on clear nights, which can cause the collectors themselves to be colder than the air around them. This phenomenon could cause water inside to freeze, even if the air is 35 to 38 degrees Fahrenheit. So if it's going to get cold, don't take a chance. Let's get that water out of those collectors and out of your solar pool system. Now, there are two types of solar pool systems. Number one is the manual system. This means it's just all valves. You don't have one of those auto controllers made by maybe Pentair or Hayward. Okay, so let's take it on step one, a manual system. First of all, make sure you turn off the pool pump. You're going to do that very first thing. Turn off the pool pump. Now, allow all the water to just drain from the collectors and the piping. That's what we're talking about, these valves, all right? Just let it drain down. Let it drain all the way down once the pool pump has turned off. Maybe give it a couple hours. Once you feel like all that water has drained down, turn the three-way diverter valve, okay? We're going to put a picture of this also up on the site there. Turn the three-way diverter valve so it says closed. The indicator points towards the solar feed sign of the valve, okay? I'm going to give you a little description of that, but just make sure the three-way diverter valve is closed, okay? Next, isolate the collectors by closing the isolation valves. These are the ones that are the two PVC pipes that run up and down from the roof. They're usually running parallel to each other. One is the feed, one is the return line. That way you're sure all the water has drained out of the collectors and the plumbing. You're going to turn and close those off. First turn off the actual three-way valve and then turn off the feed and return. Then turn your pool pump. Don't forget to turn your pool pump back on so that you filter the water in your pool as needed. Okay. Now let's go over to the automatic control system, one of those auto controllers. Follow the controller manufacturer operating instructions first and set the controller to the off mode so that the pump is not running. Same way, we want to turn the pump off, but make sure you turn it off with the auto controller so that it's not just kicking itself back on while you're in the middle of doing all this. Now let's go back to the same steps. Allow the water to drain from those collectors. And then once again, turn that three-way diverter valve so it's closed. The indicator points towards the solar feed line. That means no water is going up from your filter into the system that's feeding up onto the roof. Okay, so we're going to close that valve so that no water can go into the feed line up. Then after that, the two ball valves that are on the up and the down, the feed and the return, we call those also the riser lines, the PVC pipes that go up to the roof. Go ahead and shut those valves off. Then go back to your auto controller and you can set it and program it to schedule back to go ahead and filter your pool as needed. So please be sure, we're getting into some cold temperatures out there. Please make sure you protect your system. It's time to winterize your solar pool system. If you do have any questions, you can call 800-79-SOLAR. Call your local solar UMA dealer if you want them to come out and just handle this for you. Or go on to umasolar.com and you can download the Winterize Your System Tips PDF. It'll help you with the same checklist that we just provided to you. Stay warm out there, and we hope we extended your swimming season, and we'll be back to walking on sunshine soon. Happy holidays to all of you from all of us right here at UMA Solar.
I gotta be honest with you. I really didn't think about how much it was costing me to heat my swimming pool until my 4-year-old pool heater went out. I paid a service technician 3 times to come out to fix it. But on the 3rd time, they just couldn't get it to work again. After getting the quote to replace it, I decided to look into solar pool heating. I went online and found the top-rated solar panels, looked into how they get attached to my roof, and talked to one of my neighbors who has solar. He told me it could be plumbed right into my existing pool equipment, and it could be installed in 1 day. That's when I decided solar pool heating was the right choice for me and my family. Since getting the panels installed, my electric bill has dropped almost $80 a month in the cooler months. I'm so glad I won't be needing to make any service calls to keep my pool warm for years to come.
Want to see if solar pool heating is right for your home? Call 1-800-79-SOLAR or visit umasolar.com to find a trusted local dealer near you to answer your questions and provide you a free estimate for your solar pool heating needs.